This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here to talk about that and more from NFL Network, from NFL.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Jeffrey Chedia. Jeffrey, good afternoon. Happy New Year. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you guys.
Now, with the Ravens falling short, who's been, because we asked you who the biggest surprise was on the outside looking in at the time, Ravens, Chiefs, Lions, et cetera, et cetera. Who's the most disappointing of those three? Baltimore, KC with losing records. Kansas City lost their quarterback. Maybe Kelsey moves off into the sunset. Who knows? But who was the most disappointing, not surprising, looking at all things in totality? Like, even with everything that went on, these guys should not be where they are right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Ravens are up there, but I'd go with Kansas City right now just because of the way they finished. They really fell apart down the stretch, even before Mahomes got hurt. And I'd pick them just because you look around the NFL and you look at modern offenses and the ones that are playing the best, they all have a viable run game, including, you know, Baltimore's with Derrick Henry. And so the Chiefs, it's one thing to lose and fall from grace and all that stuff, but they really got behind the curve as far as what's happening in the NFL, and they've always been ahead of it. And so I know that it's difficult in Baltimore, and I think injuries were a big part of that. And I know in other places like Detroit, injuries happened there. But I think the way the Chiefs finished, it really, once Mahomes was out, you saw that they didn't have as much talent as you thought they had before, and the scheme was not what it should be.
Now, waiting for Patrick Mahomes' recovery from the knee injury, but outside of Mahomes, and it's going to be the biggest story, but what changes are afoot here for Kansas City, Jeffrey, in the offseason so that they don't fall way behind the Chargers and the Broncos here in this division?
Well, they're going to have to find a way to improve the talent. That I think that's a big one. Having a top 10 pick is vital. It's that they take advantage of this. They haven't drafted this high, not even with the Mahomes there, but even before that. So finding an impact edge rusher, pass rusher is going to be important for them. Finding a running back who can be explosive and dynamic is going to be helpful. And really, I just heard the list of free agents that the Ravens are going to lose. The Chiefs are going to lose probably 10 to 12 key players off their team. The guys who were drafted in the 2022 class that played a big role in their back-to-back championship. So they're going to have to find help at receiver, running back, edge rusher, corner, safety. Don't be surprised if you see Trent McDuffie, their all-pro, all-pro's cornerback, get traded because they don't have the money to keep him.
So another one of those free agents would be Travis Kelce, and obviously everyone's waiting on a potential retirement decision here, but do you see him maybe dragging this out a little too long, even for the Chiefs' liking? I mean, at what point, again, he's a free agent, so he'll hit the open market, but at what point did the Chiefs say, all right, we're moving on. You know, we're not going to wait for you to make a decision. We're out here, you know. We're not going to make an offer.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is going to be an interesting process because they probably felt like he was going to come back after last season, given where they ended up winning the AFC, falling to Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. And, you know, you come off a season like that and you feel like, oh, give us one more shot and a few more moves and we're right back there on top. But after a season like this, it's a little harder. And it's a really – he was making $18 million a year this year. And so he can't – if he wants to come back, he can't come back at that number. So I do suspect they're going to want to answer sooner than later so they know how to handle their books. Mahomes is due is like a $78 million cap hit. Chris Jones is a $40-some million cap hit. They got a lot of decisions to make financially. So I personally don't think he's coming back. I think that the way this year ended and the success he had, you start tempting fate and you could have a even worse year next season.
And a lot of coaching changes yesterday or guys getting fired. One that we kind of assumed that hasn't happened was Mike McDaniel. And yeah. Granted, they turned some things around in the second half. They actually won more games than I would have thought. But, I mean, what the hell's going on here where this guy went from – he might not even finish the season. Now he's a part of GM interviews.
Yeah. it just shows you how Miami runs and why they've been where they are, right? That even – in a situation as obvious as this, they wouldn't just clean house and start all over again. I suspect, well, you can't even like really tie it to Tua's development because they benched him. And so there's not really any real benefit in that if they're thinking about moving away from him. But Stephen Ross, their owner, is a different kind of guy. It was easy to fire Chris Greer because he'd been around longer than McDaniel and had made some moves. But I'm shocked too. They finished well. That didn't help Raheem Morris in Atlanta. I think it was a good opportunity to move away from him. Largely because not only is Buffalo good in your division, now you've got the Patriots winning the AFC East. So now you're chasing two teams. And I can't imagine Mike McDaniel being a part of a successful turnaround given those circumstances.
Now, what about Pete Carroll? I mean, nobody's really surprised that he got the boot. But at 74 years old, maybe it was already a surprise for him to go to the Raiders in the first place. At his age, is there any interest nationally at this point in him? or from his standpoint, do you think he's like, that's it for me? You know? You
mean as a coach you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I can see him do broadcasting or something like that or getting into some other line of work. But that always felt like a shot in the dark type move that maybe he can come in, establish a winning culture quickly, get people to understand how to be professionals. But the minute it started going, it went south fast. And the Chip Kelly move was a disaster. I suspect that, well, I do know, Tom Brady's got a lot of influence on what's happening over there. And he's going to learn how hard it is to do what Bill Belichick was doing in New England. It's not as simple as coming in and saying, we're going to do this and do that. And they've got to find a way to build a foundation that works. And Pete Carroll was not going to be around long enough to be able to see that through. I'm not wishing any ill will on him, but he probably will be dead before that team is actually winning and competitive again. And that is how bad they are. I said this stat yesterday on TV. Going back to 2019, they've got six first-round picks who aren't even on the roster anymore. Like, you just cannot build a winning program with that kind of track record.
Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. All right, Jeffrey, last thing for you. The wild card round starts on Saturday. Based on point spreads, because the NFL is all about gambling now. Some people think the games are even fixed. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, not to that level, but then what the hell do I know? What's the most likely upset in the first round matchups here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm going Buffalo over Jacksonville, and and that's a tough one for me because Jacksonville's I'm a big fan of what they are and what they've become, but I really feel like Buffalo with Josh Allen, all the things they've been through in the last 5 years, all the close losses, a couple AFC championship games, no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar in there. Josh Allen is going to be the best player in the postseason, and this is his time to prove, even with a flawed defense, what he can do when he has that opportunity. So I think they're going to pull the upset.
Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Jeffrey, always great to talk to you again. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you as the playoffs continue to march on here to the Super Bowl.
Same here, guys. Take care.
There's Jeffrey Chedia, everybody. Still saying Kansas City, most disappointing team. But Mahomes, $78 million cap hit. Chris Jones, over 40. Yikes.
Well, the Mahomes one, that's like Lamar, where it should be, should be easy. Jones, I don't know. They not getting any younger.
Yeah. Hollywood Brown. What a disappointing year it turned out to be for him. Ever since he whined his way out of Baltimore, which turned into Tyler Linderbaum, it's not worked out well for old Hollywood there. Who knows? Maybe a touching reunion back.
You heard the man. What good are soldiers when you don't use them?
Welcome back, our soldier over there. I want to say toy soldier. He's Alex Campone. We haven't talked to him in a long time. He's going to take us through the funhouse. You ready, Alex? Thumbs up. You good? You ready to rock and roll? Then Inside Access is going to take over at 2 o'clock. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Alex here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.